Holding the Sifat Kuf Samazai, we did Sifov, did not finish Mishaburas on Sifov, holding Mishaburas to cut Mem Aleph. So we said, Lo Yafsik, Lechatkila, a person should not be Mafsik, Lo Yafsik Klau, Bechol Elo Dorm, and any of these things. Filim Hoya Pas Shenanoki, the Tzorach Lemelach, even something which the Halacha requires that you're supposed to put Melach on, we can't get Osul Hafsik, cut him Shiv Lamat. It's still also to be Mafsik, Lechatkila. We just said before, if we were mafsik, it's not considered, but yeah, it's not, you don't lose your bracha. The chetchila, you should not be mafsik for that. Okay. Now, came along the Ramah. The case where a person said that there was a betzeya and there was shomim, that if the betzeya was spoke before kadam shelchol kachzor, right, then he has to go back. Avol acher kach lahavisicha hefsek. Once the betzeya has eaten, even though the other people have not eaten yet, if they would speak at that point in time, it's not considered a hefsek. Pirush afilu hisicha acher kach hashomim. With other people who were being yotze with him, did speak before they ate, and as long as he is not, God can incapacitate b'diyeh, but it's not a problem. Because the bracha took effect. This is all obviously b'diyeh. Okay. Okay. This is he puts a list over there on the bottom. The Taz, the Morgan Abram, Al Yerab, the Prichodesh, the Shulchan Acharav, the Chayonim, Shir Bracha, the Lacha Brura, and it seems either Grua holds like that also. So like you can imagine that's quite a lineup against the Ramah that they disagree. Sirlu the Loy Odev Hashemeya Mehemavorach Atzmai. They're being yotze to the concept of Shemei Ka'ayinu. So it's like they made the bracha. And then they spoke before they ate. So their bracha wasn't effective yet. So just like the Mavorach Atzmai, if he speaks before he eats, it's a problem. Shechazim Mavorach. V'hachanami Hashemim im hipsiku b'dvorim kadim shetimosim shechazim Mavorach. Now, what about the other route? So the Mavorech made the bracha, and then before he ate, he spoke, and the Shemim did not speak. So now we say over here that should be worse. That even though they didn't speak, but the person who made the bracha spoke before he ate, and he has to go back and make a new bracha. Maybe that should affect everybody else. So Zok the Rama Shabura, the Mavorach Tzach Kadam Shatoham, Avshe Shemim Lo Yisochu Klau, Masha Me'a Pesim L'Chara D'Shuv Enu Yotzim B'Bracha. Once he speaks between the bracha and the eating, so that bracha was not effective, so his bracha functions as a bracha L'Batola. They can't be Yotzim by being Shemei, hearing a bracha L'Batola. For example, let's say there's five people sitting ready to eat, and a sixth person not eating. He makes a bracha, and he's Moitzi them. But he's not eating, so it's a bracha L'Batola. So they can't be yotze with a bracha l'batala. So a bracha, then speaking, is not a valid bracha. So he has to make a new bracha. It means the first bracha is a bracha l'batala. So how can they be yotze with this bracha? Or do we say, no, that's not true. But that's when, in a case where the person made a bracha l'batala, Bashasi said it was a bracha l'batala, there's nothing to hear. But over here, it was a valid bracha when he said it. So they were yotze shemei kodesh as if they said it. So they said a bracha, and now they're ready to eat. Ah, he spoke, but why are they totally on him? So that's the Mishnah Berurah Safek. So he's a tzarchi in the dinner. Okay. Sif Zion. Okay, interesting halacha. Reuben, show you not to yod of lachilah. Reuben was washing his hands. Yaakov, hoi mevorach ha-moitzi. Somebody else made the bracha, and he's kavan lo-hoitzi ha-shamim. He's been kavan to be moitzi all those listening, including Reuben. V'hakach nige Ruven yada b'vorach al tis adayim loy havi hefsek. The Yetzim b'birchas Yaakov and Tzarek latzul b'vorach birchas amoytzi. So if he listened to the amoytzi, so he's in the middle of washing, he washed his hands, listened to the amoytzi, dried his hands, set until tis adayim, and then eats. So l'chara it's a hefsek. No, it's not a hefsek, it's all Tzarek hachila. Okay. And therefore he'd be yotze, but it's not considered a hefsek. And the listeners had come on to be yotze. Reuben went to wash his hands. All of a sudden, he hears the saying of Moitzi. He has come to me to the Moitzi. Then he washes, dries, says, "Al tils yadayim," and then he eats. It's not a problem of a hefsek because it's also it's like it's a habit tzarich asuda. So why did he catch this case? Well, loshon zeh laharis lano deim birchas al tils yadayim hayu b'shah sheyakav bircha Moitzi til yotz. However, this is only true if he was not speaking while they were saying a Moitzi. But he was saying the bracha al tils yadayim while the Beit Tzarek lahavin and lishmar masher amar mavorach. Well, hafsek b'dvar mecherim. You can't interrupt in the middle of the bracha while he's saying something. Was shemei ka'ina. I come and say, "Come and give me all sorts of cotton." Said, "Well, but when I said, 'Rabbi, the Harbin of Shalom is there, but Lele Shabbos Kaddish, Kishabal Abayis Moitzi Bnei Beis Abekiddish,' so they would end up being talking during the bracha that they're being yotze with. So there's no dinner shemei ka'ayin if they're talking during that bracha. Birach al tisadayim. Rabbi gav the kaimel on shemei ka'ayin." So what's the scenario? Shemei Kodesh is like they said a Moitzi. So now we had before that if you didn't say Al-Tisadayim before a Moitzi, you can't say it afterwards, according to the Shulchan Aruch, or the Magen Avraham. So how are you saying Al-Tisadayim over here after a Moitzi? Once you said a Moitzi, you don't say Al Tisadayim anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the answer is simple. That case over there was a person washed his hands and dried his hands, just didn't say Al Tisadayim. Because Mechaber, remember, Mechaber learns you say you wash, dry, and then you say Al Tisadayim. So you did everything you had to do, and then you said a Moitzi, you didn't say Al Tisadayim, so it was too late. But over here, he didn't dry his hands until afterwards. If a person already washed his hands and dried his hands and did not say Al Tisadayim, then he was yetzu with the Hamoitzi, it's like he said Hamoitzi, so it's too late, you can't say Al Tisadayim anymore. Ches. Shachach ba'ochel b'labirach Hamoitzi. A person started eating without saying Hamoitzi. Yimnistra p'tesach ha'surim avorach. If you're still eating more bread, you'll say a Moitzi now. If a person gets to the end of the meal, so it's too late. Mevorach mem zayin al mashi yoichel achakach l'chi b'shvil sh'ochel ad ata b'li bracha yachso b'yoichel b'li bracha. Just because until you know you did something wrong, you should think you're doing something wrong, obviously you should make a bracha right now. So now, take a look at the Sharetzi and the Memhei. So that's clear that you're making the bracha of the Hamoitzi for moving forward. Person ate, he's planning to eat four kazaisim during the meal of bread. He ate one kazais, two kazais, three kazais, three and a half kazais. He says, "Oy, it's Hamoitzi." So he makes a Hamoitzi for the last half of kazais. Right? If he finished eating totally, there's nothing left to eat, then you can't make a Hamoitzi. However, you know, let's do this. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah, next Mishnah Berurah Memches, and we'll go back and see the Sharetzi and the Memhei. Einu Avorach. In a case where he already finished the whole meal, he doesn't make the bracha anymore. Shevichas Anin Hu Kashar Birchas Amitzus. Shein Avorach and Aleim Elo Oyver L'Siyostim Lo'yachar Kach. In general, brachas have to be said beforehand, so that applies. To Birchas Hanahanan as well. Elim Kain, the only exception is mitzvah sheyef shalavork aleo irulas yasun. Commercial customs him a kumlekes if you'd alavayin shom. Alav tzedayim is an exception because you can't make the bracha when your hands are still dirty. So you wash your hands and make the bracha afterwards. But otherwise, the order has to be, the bracha has to be beforehand. So over here, if he already ate all the food, he can't make the bracha anymore. You know, if he could eat a little more, he should eat a little more. Now, why is that? So let's take a look at the Shar Hatziyun, Mem Hei, and Mem Vav. Okay? He says, so Mem Hei is going back on the case where he realized in the middle of his eating, he had eaten two kezesim, he planted two more kezesim, and he realized he had not made a mortzi yet, so he makes a mortzi and he eats the two more kezesim. So you're making the bracha for what's moving forward. The meal isn't finished, and you made this bracha before you finished the meals. That's called you made the bracha in the right time. And therefore it works for the food you ate beforehand. That's the chiddush that he's saying. So then you understand why in the next sif, in the case where you finish all of the food, but if you could actually eat a little more bread, you should. Because when you make the bracha, not only do you make the bracha of what you're eating forward, you'll also make the bracha of what you ate beforehand, what you're eating backwards.
Because otherwise, if you don't eat another kezias, you don't.
No, you don't eat kezias. As long as you're eating more food, right? As long as you're not, if you're not eating any more food, so you can't make the bracha.
You can't make the after bracha. You
can't make the before bracha.
But you can make the after bracha.
Yeah, right, correct. Right, we're here be a mozi. It'd be a benching, but in this scenario, but what the lechem chamunas is being mechadish is once you're allowed to make the bracha for moving forward, it works for what you ate beforehand as well. Mm-hmm. So in the first scenario, I was planning for kezaisim. I ate 3.5 kezaisim, and I said, you know what? Oy vey, didn't make a mozi. He makes a bracha mozi for the last half of kezais. Great, it works for the last half of kezais. It also works according to lechem chamunas for the 3.5 beforehand. He ate all 4 kezaisim and he's done. So the Mechaber can't make a bracha anymore. Yeah, but that's very sad because if you would eat one more bite, you'd be able to say a mitzvah for moving forward. And according to Lacham Chumunas, it helps you for backwards. Mm-hmm. So you saved all 4 kezaisim being eaten with a bracha by eating a little more. So he says to Mem Vav, he says, you should eat a little more, make a bracha. Mogen Ram. Today, Lotz's Gam Das arrived. The Sir Lodafilo Gomer Sudosa and Oikol Oid Klau Gam Kin Sorok Lavorok because of Moitzi Al Offer. Comes the rabbi and says another argument. No, we do say bracha on the over period, without eating anything more. But we don't hold it to rabbi. But if you would eat some more, you'll be able to mekayim the rabbi. If you don't eat any more, you're going to go against the rabbi. So we should eat some more as long as you're not overstuffing yourself. As long as he doesn't get to the point where he finds eating more repulsive, that's not considered. Then it's not chayav in a bracha. Eating food, which is the person is so stuffed, he finds it sickening. He just forces himself to do it. You don't make a bracha on that. Okay. Tess. Imum mesubeg im berach amotzi im lav enochozer umavorach. Some brachas lahakel. You're not sure if you had a bracha or not. You don't go back. And a chazim of vorech, kashir chaloid. The bracha is mitzi enel of the mirabonin. Usveika lekula. Some of the rabbanon lekula. You don't make another bracha. Mikom matam zafilim yirtzal lahakra levorech gam kenan and rishar. You can't make a bracha. Because bracha shen tzvicha. Once you're not mechiv in the bracha, it's not a valid bracha. Then it's a bracha shen tzvicha, which is also to do.
What if you're not going to eat anymore?
Correct. No. In case of a sabak brachas. I'm not sure if a person's not sure if he made a bracha or not. So he can't make a bracha misafik. So once he can't make a bracha misafik, it's an issue to make the bracha. Excuse me. Once he's not mechuyev to make the bracha misafik, then it's a bracha shenazricha, and then it's an issue. But in case the person is a sofik and there's somebody who can be mitzi, then you ask the person to be mitzi you. Okay. Yod. In b'mokam birchas amotzi berach shakol niyabid voro. Person says shahakol instead on bread instead of amotzi. So yod say, or oshomer. Interestingly, lochot. Brich Rachmana Malka Mori the High Pita Yotza. So a person says a bracha, which has some Aramaic equivalents of saying a bracha in Lashon HaKadosh. Says Brich Rachmana, blessed is the merciful one Hashem. That's bracha to Hashem. Malka, he's the king, Metzamelach. Mori Dai Pita, the master of this bread. That's the Motzi Lechem Minor is equivalent to that. So that's also Yotze. We'll see some Dionim over here. We might be missing some things over here in the bracha. Okay. Mishabur Yosef Kodin Nun. Malchim Berchaz and Moitzi Hainu after Pass, Hudav Rechoshev. So you're saying a Shahakal and something which is Pass. Which is Dover Choshev, a Filochi, Mehana Bidi Evad in Berch Shahako, Bakoshkin, Al Kol Dover, Kedisa, Bakamam, Simon Rish Bob, Sif Aleph. If Shahako works for bread, Bidi Evad, for sure it works for other foods as well. A Berch Shahako, the Abed Verob, Hainu, Nan Aleph, Shomer, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lokeno Melech Olam, Shakol Nebid Vodob. Okay. Oy Av Shalei Hizkra Tchila Klau, Rakamer Brich Rachmana. He didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem, Lokeno Melech Olam, he said Brich Rachmana. Right. Mori Dahai Pita, Yotze, Kimash Yesh Shem Amalchus, Milash Rachmana, Koy Mimokam Hashem, Hashem is merciful, that's Rachmanas, Rachmana. Shekhar Yekaran Sev Bavel, Milas Malka, who Malchus? So we have Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech, we have Melech. So that's enough. Mori Adai Pita. Okay, remember Malka Mori the High, will his Goshem pass cloud after the Yotze Kimish Pass Malach, the fun of Vayim Rilach. He said, Rich Rachmona, right, Malka Mori the High. So he's saying the master of this, referring to the bread. So it could be that's equivalent of saying, even if you didn't say the word bread, but you indicated it. Yotze b'di'evet. Avachakila osu b'shtem, you cannot say a shahakal instead of a moitzi. You cannot say b'yich rachmon instead of the correct bracha of in Lashon HaKodesh. To have the bracha is nowhere in b'chol Lashon. So l'char, so what's wrong? Understand shahakal. I didn't say my bracha. B'yich Rachmono is a translation of the bracha. So saying, blessed art thou, right? And you're saying the bracha in English. No, the Mir Bishabur is not the same. And Hechad Lashina Klal Minus of the bracha. You just translated, but you followed faithfully to the language of the bracha. Avlahaka Hashina Minus Shekav Chazav Lashon HaKadosh. This is not a perfect translation of the Hebrew version, of the Lashon HaKadosh version of this bracha into Aramaic. Rachmon is not the first translation of Hashem. You didn't say Elokeinu. You didn't say Hamitzalechem in Oritz. You said Mori the High Pita, the master of this bread. So there are many different elements over here which are not the same. So Chachila, this is also saying in a different language of a person that's what he's familiar with. That would be for him. That's acceptable. That would be Lechachila. But this is not Lechachila. The concepts are there. So it's not all the same melech, it's the melech or elam. So, Brich Rachmona, Malka, the Alma, Mori, the Hypita. You have to add in the word of the world. By Mashiach, the Shomir Locha, Mashiach, the Wood, the Mormon, Borach, Mokim, Melech or elam, Shabor, Paz, the Yotze. You say the same thing in Lashon HaKodesh, which is clearly a shini from the nusach of the bracha, but you're saying Hashem, who's the Malkim, is the reference to Hashem, Melech Olam, who created this bread. Now, a few things over here. Take a look at the Biralacha, Malkim Birchas Amoitzi. So that we said if you say a Shahakol instead of Amoitzi, you're Yotze. What about Borei Minei Mezonos? So the Mishabura. If instead of saying on the bread, saying a moitzi, a person said mezonos, okay. he's yotze. Why will you rabba? Why rabba b'shem adrisha b'shem kum samaches kos of the brichos rabban mezonos he brocha kolelos kamar shahakol yotze called over. B'chol mili meizin zayin chutzim emayim emelach kikos b'chayad b'chol nches ayin shem eshishlam. So comes along the chayadim and the ayur rabba and say, I'll take it a step later. Russia created mine mezonos. So what does mezonos mean? Things which are forms of sustenance. Everything gives sustenance. So even though Chazal used this bracha, beikir was it was niskan for saying on something made with the hemini dagon, because those are our primary elements of sustenance. But the chayadim holds that the same way shahakob b'diyeva works in anything. So bereimin mezonos will work on anything with the exception of two things. The law, the Mor says that salt and water, even though they're necessary for life, that it doesn't represent giving sustenance. It gives liquid, it gives different things, but it's not give, you know, the water the body needs. But the sustaining, the food element is not there. But other drinks, other than water, because there's sugar, the other things which is its function is to sustain the person. So those are called minei mezonos. So there be mechadish, so they say, let's say it was something which you're not sure if the bracha is mezonos or something else. So it makes sense to make it mezonos. Let's say you have something which you're not sure if the bracha is hadama or mezonos. Granola. So granola, we'll see you later on, right? So at what point, the correct bracha, if a person takes kernels of wheat and toasts them. He likes eating toasted kernels of wheat. The bracha is a dhamma. These are items from the dhamma. The bracha mazonas is once you've taken that and made it into a dough, once it clumps together, becomes a different item, becomes this larger item, that's when it's called mazonas. So making rice, we make a mazonas on rice. So because the rice clumps together, becomes like a big mush. Let's say I take oat kernels, kernels of grains of oats, and I bake them. Nothing's pushing them together. So the bracha should be a dhamma. I make an oatmeal, the bracha is mazonos. Okay, so you said, you know what, I'm going to bake them, and then they're not really going to mush together, but I'm going to put some honey and some tapioca paste and some fig paste, and maybe they'll clump together. Is that called mazonos or adama? When we say it has to clump together, it means because the natural thing is that these have a certain amount of, that they become one big mush. That's what Chazal said is mazonos. Over here, artificially, I'm gluing them together with honey. So some argue the correct bracha on granola is adama. Some argue the correct bracha on granola is mazonos. That's the shayla. How do we look at this fact that now it became a lot, became a one unit? So now I'm assuming what bracha to make. So the answer is obviously you make a mazonos, right? Because on the tzad the bracha is mazonos, you should say mazonos. On the tzad the bracha is adama, but you have a yurt with mazonos. So it's a selfish mazonos, you make a mazonos. So I actually pass and you make a adama. Because I hold that ikra din is that taka adama. But any person who's masupik, right, the bracha is mazonos. You make a mazonos.
And you don't get into that. You're not supposed to eat like the two bars.
That's a different issue. That's for the bracha chrona issue.
Okay.
It's not a pressure on the bracha rishon. It's a pressure on the bracha chrona.
You don't need to eat two different things beforehand. You can just. You don't need to eat like a mazonos and a hot dhamma to cover yourself.
I hold the bracha as a dhamma. So. On the issue of the bracha achrona, we'll get to that. But don't hold your breath. That's in the Reish Ches. So that's 40 simanim from here. Right? So we have a little while till we get there.
Try to eat one. Keep eating them during Suda.
Okay. Now, Yud Aleph. No, if you eat less than a shear with a long hefsek, it's not a problem.
Right, well, I don't know if I have that kind of control.
Okay. Now the Bir Halacha says in the next Bir Halacha, he says that you should say Elokana, because there's a halacha that it's not just enough to say Melech Olam, you have to say Hashem Elokeinu, so Rachmona Elokana. He quotes it from the Taz, And he brings other person do not make that requirement, and they say the chiyuv to say Shem Hashem is you're going to be yotzei. Saying Hashem Hashem, even though you don't say Elokeinu. So come and leave it to him as a person, the Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Olam, HaMetzalach HaMenorah, you forgot Elokeinu, he'd be Yotze B'Diavad. I have to say Hashem's name. You said Hashem's name, you said Hashem. The full name of Hashem, the proper name of Hashem, includes the Hashem who's expressed his ability, control over the world by and takes care of us. That's the full thought. The Vilna Gaon says that the Shem Mole, the Shem Elokim, that's the Shem Mole. Right, okay, but my son, you said Hashem's name, so B'nei Eved, you heard it. Fine. Sif Yud Aleph. Im hoyu shnayim or rabim, if it was two or more, so preferred in Allah is echad mevarach l'kulam. One person should be mevarach everybody. It's covered the bracha, we should make the bracha together. One person should be mevarach everybody else. Okay? Now, this halacha that one person should mitzvah somebody else, Chazal, so if you're talking about individuals which are not familiar with making the bracha themselves, and they're not able to make the bracha themselves, so then you can mitzvah a person with the bracha. By berachas and mitzvahs, you can make the mitzvah of the person with the bracha even if you're not doing the mitzvah. By berachas and ahenin, you cannot make the bracha, be mitzvah with the bracha unless you're also eating. But, for individuals who are able to make the bracha, and we're saying, but it's better that we should do it together, Chazal, we're misakin, yet they only could do that if they're functioning as a unit. What makes them function as a unit? They have come together to join together for a meal. So how do you do that? How do you define that? But the afka hesebu shuderach keva, this is only true if they're not eating on the run, which means each person really is sort of eating on his own and not really connected to everybody else, but they're getting together to eat. How do you see that? They do a seva. That would indicate that they're here to stay. So they've come together as a unit. Therefore, one person can mitzvah everybody else. One person can and then should be mitzvah everybody else. Okay. Another example of this is when a family is eating together. So as long as the balabayas is kavua, which Jabril said the balabayas did haseva, the rest of the members of the family do not need to do a seva, but they're considered the extension of him. The members of the family joining the balabayas is like everybody was mason, the same equivalent. They're sitting, but they're not doing a seva. They're not really coming together to be for a keva, because with them a keva meal was with a seva. So therefore, if all they're doing is yeshiva, so there over there, the Chazal said one person cannot be mitzvah everybody else. And kolechem mevorach la'atzma. Okay, how else can you make this meal become one unit other than a seva? You can declare it as such. Let's eat here, or they say let's eat down the road, whatever, and then you get down the road and you fulfill that pronouncement. So that pronouncement, that declaration, makes it this is what we're being commanded ourselves to eat. Havi keva, give shechina welcome lachilos, and havi keva afila b'lo yasev. Now that's the din of the Gemara. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, we eat the shein on a regilim b'sev. So in the time of the Gemara, when they actually had meals that they're really going to plan to really, you know, to take, be command themselves and partake of, they do a seva. If not doing a seva, it's an indication they're not really being command themselves. But nowadays, we had not shein on a regilim a seva yeshiva they done b'shulchan echad eating together around one table oy below shulchan. But around one tablecloth, you know, we're having a picture all sitting on the ground around the tablecloth, they're all eating from the tablecloth. Habi kvius. Okay. Even though there's no balabais there, they're all equal. So we said in the case of the Balabais is Kavua, everybody else is nigger after him. But over here, there was nobody who was a Balabais. They're all Bnei Chabur. They're all members of the group equally. It's still considered a Kvias. Kaseba did Hudami. We're the equivalent of how they done a Sefer. Now, so far we're saying a Kula, right? We're saying that nowadays, Yeshiva can replace the Haseva of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara gave us two options. The Gemara gave us an option of Haseva, or the declaration of we're going to be eating here, etc. Nowadays, when we're doing Yeshiva, right? Well, saying that's the equivalent of Haseva. Does the declaration work without Yeshiva, which means Amida? The case of the Gemara was either they're going to do Haseva, or declare and then do yeshiva. Fine. Nowadays, yeshiva doesn't need a declaration, because that's a seva. So the question is, does the declaration work for amida? The answer is no. So we require the yeshiva. Because if you're dafka not doing that, means your mamash, I don't care what you declared, it's not a kvias. Right? People are standing, or they're not sitting at the same table, they're sitting at different tables, or they're around the same area. He's going here, he's going there. So where's the kvias that we're coming together as a unit?
Can you eat standing like mezonos, stuff like that? Like in a kvias? You're saying you can't. Like what they thought maybe you could?
What the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out, that no, that's not called a kviyas. Okay, Mishabura, no doubt, Shlomo Rabbim, no kolashin zem, Mishul Nebuchas, the Mosin dinu the davke b'shloish and mazam and yachad, we see in the kolachad is chaver. So why just say Rabbim? Why do you speak out two? Because we find by benching, two is not enough. You need three for benching. So if three people are familiar with benching, if I have three people who are familiar with benching, even though they're all familiar with benching, one person is the mezamen, and mikra din, he's moitzi everybody the whole thing. They listen to him. If there's only two, the lach is that there's no din of zimum, each one has to say their own. So over there, we're saying this halacha of being moitzi somebody else requires a kfiyas, two is not enough. Requires a group of three. Over here, we're saying two is enough to be moitzi. So that's what we're stressing. Two is opposed over there. The number is three. Mishnah Meim Tzidei Echad Chaveiro Lachilam Bevechaz Amot Tefilah Chachilah Yochel Lohitzi Mishnah Meim Echad Chaveiro Tam Before the Kavam Reisim and Kupsa Nigema Mishabur. Mishabur will explain that at the beginning of the meal, even two people since they're planning to eat together, that there is. They're not at the end of the meal. Really, they're going their own way. But last time before we go, let's bench. Over here, this is the beginning. This is when they're coming together. That's much more of a bond, the coming together, than the end when they're leaving. So they did. I say, they recline on the left side. The Balabais is Mesiv. Everybody else is not. Because once he's Kavua, they're all joining him. So that's called a Kavias. They're, even though they're only seated, they're Mitzarv to him. Havi Kava. So he's saying, once they're Mekaveya, a certain place to eat. So we have a group traveling. So, you know, when we get to that next tree down all the way down to that field, we're going to stop and have lunch together. So it's considered one unit. I Babel Peak Val Kena Filo Kolechad Oichom and Kikoroi. It's starving. You know, each one has their own bread. Each one has their own food. They're not sharing the communal food. It's that still. They were conveyed to be together as a meal. Filo Benechavura Nunches. Nowadays, sitting is equivalent to Haseva. Even though there's only Balabais. It's learned, Sheena Balabais in Bnei Besa. They do a feel of his Mara Gemara, how he can save it. Okay. Lididan. Then he had the last point. Even if they're Kaveh Malka Malki Lawson, you need a Shiva still. But Sheena Balabais in Bnei Besa. So Tema Kiman She Yeshiva Didan Habi Kaseva Didhu. Our yeshiva is like their Haseva. In Ken Bemakim Loboy Haseva Didhu. For the times that they didn't need Haseva, we don't need yeshiva. They said, let's eat here or let's eat there. The Bnei Bayis do not need a same with the Bayis. So have a mino, the Didan, let's start a fill yeshiva. You can't do that. So you have to do a save it together. So you have to yeshiva together one table. So why do we need on one table or one map? So take a look at the Berloch, Ellen Ken Yoshua Bashokan Echot. I'm going to run cotton chavab shehiz but the time of dover. The bias tika shulchan, when kulam oikla bashokan echot, there is a table, and people are choosing not to join the table. Muchach the ain daitim likwa yachad, botam ashakava makam mitkila. Seem like you're a kaveya makam. By not eating together on the table, you've undermined that kriyas. You're not one unit, hara, you're not eating together. So it's not that you need the intrinsic achilah shulchan echad to help you with the kriyas. It's if you don't have it, it undermines the kriyas. And that's what he's understanding the problem. That's all it here.